Okay, welcome. We are here to talk about Hyperspace, which is a library to create peer-to-peer applications. The idea is most of our devices have lots of memory, lots of storage space. They have good CPUs that can do all the computations that most of our applications need. And more importantly, most of our devices have web browsers. So the idea of this library is using web browsers. So it's kind of a universal virtual machine where we can run peer-to-peer applications virtually everywhere. And what we're trying to do is to create data types that are very, very, very easy to replicate. So we will, when using Hyperspace, we will never do an RPC call or make a call to another machine to try to get that machine to do something for us. The way we do things in Hyperspace is that we always replicate whatever information we need locally, and then we work on this information on the device where our application is running. And then whatever changes we make will be replicated back to the rest of the people using this application, to their devices. So ideally, we will make one data type that will represent the entire state of our application. And we will give this data type to Hyperspace, and it will keep it synchronized with whoever else is using the application. So essentially, we will be creating a new layer, our application. I mean, in a client-server application, we would deal, this layer would not exist, this information mesh layer, and our application would be dealing directly with network abstractions like hosts and connections and maybe HTTP verbs like post and get. However, in this model where we have this information mesh between our applications and the network, we will be using higher level abstractions. We'll have a store. The store will be local to each device where we will save objects. These objects will be created using Hyperspace modeling library that we will see in a bit. And then there will be this sync component that we will configure using something we call peer groups, which is the group of devices that must keep some of the objects we create synchronized. So let's take a look at how that would work. So basically, this store will just store typed immutable objects, which are shown in this table in the slide. This is, for example, if you go to a web page that is powered by Hyperspace and fire up the console, you will see an IndexedDB database with things that look like this, where you will have JavaScript literals that contain object contents, and then you have the hashes of these objects, and then one tag that indicates which type each object has. And then when we go to our data model, we will see that Hyperspace exposes a base class called HashedObject. And all the objects that we want to store and that we want to share must derive from this base class. And this class will give us two things. It will give us a consistent way of hashing the contents of the object. And it will give us a way to transform the object contents into a JavaScript literal. And it will ask us to do one thing, that is to create a validate function, because later on, when we are synchronizing, we will receive instances of this object over the network from untrusted peers. So this validate function will enable the library to check whether the information we are receiving is valid. And finally, one observation, if one object references another, for example, here we have a message object that has an author, which is another object, which is of type identity. This reference that in the running version of our program will be a memory reference, a memory address, will be replaced by a hash-based reference. The hash of the identity, which will be another immutable object, will be used to internalize this reference inside the store. We will just create these objects as we usually do, using new and allocating memory in our running program. And then we will call a method called save that Hyperspace store will provide. And this will automatically create the entries, these immutable entries inside our application store, these again, if we are in a browser, this would be IndexedDB. And if we are running in a server, this would be some database, probably SQLite, which is the one that we support currently. Of course, this presents some challenges. For example, if we have mutable information, in this example, the author is trying to change the contents of his message. So he replaces the text that used to say hi for hello. Maybe he wanted to be a bit more formal, I don't know. But this doesn't work because when you save this to the store, the contents of the object change, so you get a new hash. So there's no relationship between the message that you saved before and the message that you have now. So this, as a way of mutating information, this will not work. So we need to come up with something else. So what Hyperhyperspace does is using something called operation-based CRDTs. CRDTs are very well documented data types using these kinds of settings where you have several devices modifying the